Joining us now, Sidney Powell, whose latest book is Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Hey, Sid, what's shaking?
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Young kid with a dream. Let me see. What's your background, Sid? You a lawyer? Or what?
I am a lawyer. I was a federal prosecutor for 10 years and under nine different U.S. attorneys in three different districts across the country.
Did it ever work, the DOJ, in your eyes?
Yes, it has worked many times to do many just prosecutions. It hasn't been doing that lately, however.
I haven't paid much attention to it since the Black Panther case in Philly. I just thought, all right, I get it. It's a rigged game over there. When did it start to go wrong for you?
Well, I really noticed it within the last decade as I was defending one of the Merrill Lynch defendants in the Enron litigation and then saw what happened to Senator Ted Stevens and how his corrupt prosecution unseated the longest-serving Republican in the United States Senate and had to be thrown out by Judge Sullivan in D.C. That prosecution cost Senator Stevens his Senate seat of 42 years.
Yeah, you know, that's enough time for any one man to think he's special, though, right? I mean, I'm not talking about the case, but God bless us that we get, you know, I can't believe that a guy would stay for 42 years. That tells me everything I need to know about it. I know, great man, great guy, blah, blah, blah. But anybody who stays in that bubble for 42 years has kind of got their head up their tuchus. Anyway, so he got screwed legally, though?
He got screwed legally. It dragged him and his family through a horrible ordeal. It cost it gave the Democrats the 60th seat they needed in the Senate to facilitate the enactment of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And he was convicted only 8 days before the election, lost by less than 4,000 votes. So the point is, a prosecution makes a much larger difference than most people think it does.
I read a book by a man named Conrad Black, and it seemed like a nightmare. When they're on you, right?
They are on you, and it was relentless. For example, the Merrill Lynch defendants that I talk about in the book and a lot of the other executives were prosecuted for over 10 years. It affected my clients, the entire teenage lives of his children. It has a tremendous effect on families. The Arthur Anderson prosecution, for example, that prosecution destroyed 85,000 jobs worldwide, only to be reversed by the Supreme Court 9-0. And the lead prosecutor on that case just became head of the criminal division of the Department of Justice, Leslie Caldwell.
Those Arthur Anderson people, though, I read a book on it. Jesus, they were phoning it in, weren't they? As far as Enron goes, I mean, listen, let's agree this. Enron did not run perfectly, right? I mean,
Enron did not run perfectly.
All right, well, so we'll go there.
Enron that actually stole money. Andrew Fastow and Ben Glisson and Michael Copper stole money. They pled guilty early on. They received the least sentences of any of them.
And the Arthur Anderson guys, the best in the business, as they will tell you incessantly, missed it all, right?
No, they didn't miss it all. They started speaking out and trying to get Enron to do the right thing. They kept the documents they were accused of shredding. And the government actually pieced together parts of different statutes to make something a crime that wasn't, to destroy the company itself as a whole. It was the first prosecution of a company in the history of the country, destroyed the company and 85,000 jobs, and only to be reversed by the Supreme Court 9-0 because the conduct charged was not criminal and the prosecutors had persuaded the district judge to take all criminal intent out of the jury instructions.
So just Fastow, right? It all came to that. Enron, we might as well just call Fastow. He's the only bad one in the entire Mississippi River and tributary system. Just Fastow?
Oh, no, there were more than Fastow that were aware of the problem at Enron and participated in some of the illegal gains.
All right, but not Anderson and not Maryland. Sidney Powell's with us, author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Do you think in the future the DOJ will ever be used as anything but a political tool?
I think it should be. I mean, the Department of Justice is supposed to stand for the rule of law. It's supposed to prosecute fairly. It's supposed to give defendants evidence of that shows they're innocent or affects their sentence or impeaches the witnesses against them. The government is not an ordinary litigant. They have a sworn duty to uphold the Constitution and to follow the law, not make up law, make up crimes, and hide evidence against innocent people.
I would say any mistakes that are made, we'd be told stopped in the DOJ and don't go any further. But I see Holder and Barack Obama together, and I would have to think that they work hand in glove, right?
Yes. I mean, Holder and Caldwell and Obama has promoted what I call a corrupt cabal of former federal prosecutors. His chief White House counsel, who just left, the Fifth Circuit found she plainly suppressed evidence favorable to the defense in the Merrill case. But she was nonetheless promoted to chief White House counsel and has been whispering in the president's ear for the last several years on matters of national security and everything else, including not informing him about the IRS issues.
Listen, I think you want to start probing Barack Obama's muses. you're going to find some people that might be a little, starting from Bill Arizona, you're going to find some people who had his ear who didn't necessarily play by the rule. What are you doing now, Sid? Are you authoring? Are you still fighting the fight? Or it's a kind of an unwinnable fight against DOJ, though, right?
Oh, I don't think it's unwinnable at all. I think it's a simple matter of putting in people in place that would restore integrity and the rule of law to the department. The tone is set from the top. You know, we don't need to meet the new boss same as the old boss. We need somebody who really stands for justice and integrity.
All right. Well, then you're pretty optimistic right around the corner. Maybe the next election we'll get somebody in there who'll make it. The Republicans will put somebody in if they get in, and they'll make it right and won't do the things that the Democrats do.
Well, I certainly hope not. And if there's enough public outcry, it could happen before then. I think the more people who read License to Lie and go to the website licensetolie.com, where I'm also uploading the documents that people can see for themselves. It's all there in yellow, black, and white. They can read it and see what's going on and understand it. Then we can make a difference sooner rather than later.
If I organized a pay-per-view catfight between you and Kathy Rumler, would you be there?
I'd be there.
All right, baby. I sense that in your voice. Sidney Powell, author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. The website is Licensed to Lie. And if you're like me and you don't know how to spell license, then I never get it right. It's licensedtolie.com. You can follow Sidney, that's with an S, on Twitter at Sidney Powell. Thanks for your time there, Sid.
Sidney Powell 1, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't say that on my Sidney Powell 1. Sorry about that, kiddo. We'll talk
that's
at
right.
you down the road.
Thanks so much, Dennis. I appreciate it.
All right.